Ribble FM weather, sponsored by Steadplan, driving you further.
Here is your local weather forecast for today. A mixed day of cloud and occasional sunny spells. A chance of showers, though, these isolated and mostly light, and many places will be staying dry and also feeling warmer with light winds. Maximum temperature around 18 degrees Celsius.
The Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Alexander O'Neill and Sherelle with Saturday Love, even though it's a Wednesday. Welcome to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. You got me, Lee.
And you've got me, Morgan.
Producer Morgan. And, wow, what a first. Another first. We got some new tech at the weekend, and we can now cross live to Big Phil, who's in our sister station, Radio Burnley. Good afternoon, Phil.
Good afternoon, Lee.
How are
coming
we?
From live from Burnley.
From where?
From Burnley.
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 Really good, thanks, pal. Now, you are testing some portable kit. because what we wanted to do was, so the sound quality is not just quite there, but honestly, it is really good. But we're wanting to get out more, aren't we? Go and do some live outside broadcasts and go and visit some foodie outlets. Taste it live, which I think will be really cool, won't it?
It certainly will, and I'm currently studying Burnley Centre. It's a little bit chilly.
Yeah. I tell you what, those noise-cancelling mics are brilliant. There's a little bit of tinniness there, but honestly, it's still really, really good, mate. Fantastic.
Can you hear any at background or not?
Not at all. Cutting it all out.
I took myself in a bit of a corner as well.
Right. So your task for the next 10 minutes, while Morgs and I just have a quick chat about some other stuff, what task we want to set you is go and have a wander around your classic... kind of like lunch shops.
Some sandwich shops. Some butters.
So, even Morgan's on it now. Butter shops.
Morgan, I can be over in front of the door in about half an hour.
Yeah, will you go and have a look at sort of like the key sandwich shops, lunch shops that people, if they're working in offices or shops in Burnley, where they would go for their lunch? And just see what the queues are like, because that should give us a good indication as to which one seems to be the most popular, wouldn't it?
Okay, I know just where to go.
Yeah, I know where. By the way, yeah, as Morgs has quite rightly said, there's not an issue here for testing or tasting. You know that, don't you?
It's well, just... I think there is. It's just... You send me out and about, I'm going to test as well.
No, observation only, please, if you don't mind.
Absolutely not.
And if at one instance you mention that Greg's Katsu chicken curry pasty, whatever it's called. That's it, mate. We're done. I'm telling you.
You know the first thing I'm going to buy?
Out of all the places, you can't just go to Greg's.
He's not. But if he goes and buys one of those, that is my favourite Greg's pasty, that katsu chicken.
The katsu chicken bake.
Oh, the bake, yeah. Right, Phil, off you go. We'll come back to you in a few minutes. In the meantime, we're going to play some music. Got a little bit of Scissor Sisters up next here on the Ribble FM Food and Drink Show.
We're gonna take your mama out all night, yeah.
Right, what have we got for you on today's food and drink show? Morgan's got a little bit of a hot spot. And yeah, your little skills at the weekend.
Ah, yes, I tried something for the very first time, and it went quite well.
Did it?
Yeah.
I've seen the picture.
Yeah.
I agree, quite.
Well, I know.
So today on the Food and Drink Show, we are talking about takeaway tricks, of which we have four for you. What makes a takeaway that you go and get, whether it's from the Chinese, from the Indian, wherever, why can we not create it? We have found you the ingredients or the methods that make it just like the takeaway. Got that coming up. The return of a beloved chocolate bar. Never had one before. We got that coming up. Morgan's little kind of weekend workshop.
Yes, I had a go at something, yeah.
Can we have a little sort of like clue?
Lots of ingredients, putting it all together becomes one thing. There you go.
Yeah, but it looked really hard work. Labour intensive.
It's quite labour intensive, but it's worth it.
Yeah, and then we've got my little workshop this weekend, which you managed to have a sample of as well, didn't you? The recreation of a famous breakfast meal from the Archers. Smashed it. Right, let's cross back over to Phil, who's over in Burnley. Big Phil, whereabouts are you, pal?
So I'm currently just stood outside. Quite a few little bakery places.
What, near to each other?
No, they're all very close to each other. Can I name them?
Of course you can, yeah, because there are plenty of bakery shops and food outlet shops in Burnley, to mention just a few of them, like...
So on my left...
Yeah.
Greg's and a Pound Bakery.
Oh!
On my right, there's an Oddie's.
Oh! Yeah, but it's not the real Oddie's anymore, though, is it?
It's not. It's not what Oddie's used to be.
Right, okay.
Behind me, we've got M&S.
Yeah.
In front of me, I'm looking up into Charter Walk, and I know there's a little bakery on there as well, which I'm going to go and have a look at.
Right, okay.
Maybe even a sample. But I do need to do this to you.
Go on.
Yeah,
no, don't, please. Oh, please don't.
He's got one, hasn't he?
He's already been to Greg's, hasn't he?
He's been to Greg's and he's got a katsu chicken bake.
I don't...
So that, Lee,
yeah.
A paper bag from Greg's.
Right.
With have a patty in it.
Have you had the katsu curry one before?
I haven't, no. I thought it'd be really appropriate to try it when you've told me not to, live with you.
He's trying it live.
Right, go on, have a taste. Right, so it's just after 1:10. Obviously, Phil absolutely starving at this time of day, because I don't doubt he won't have had anything to eat this morning so far.
Nothing so far.
Munching away, and pray tell me your thoughts. Yeah, okay, yeah. That good, eh?
Ooh. Yeah, thrilling radio.
Radio 101.
Do you know what?
Yeah?
I don't care if it's good radio. I just know how much this is winding you up.
It is.
And
extremely.
That was.
Please agree.
Good.
Yes. Yes.
Very good.
Yeah. I think they've just nailed it, haven't they?
Hang on, just good.
No. That's what Phil's like, isn't it? You know, Mr. Miserable.
Oh, it's not great, is it? It's a Greg's pasty. Let's not over-egg the pudding.
I don't know. You kind of big up a pot noodle here and there, don't you?
Oh, hey,
if you know my trick to pot noodles, Morgs, you'd be all over it.
Right, glad you enjoyed that. Get to the next one. We'll come back to you shortly. Right, back to the music here on Rebel FM Food and Drink Show.
Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of sky-high housing costs? Are you ready for a change of scenery? At Three Rivers, our rural caravan park is the perfect solution for those seeking an affordable, peaceful and beautiful place to call home. Nestled in the heart of the countryside, our park offers exceptional facilities, including a cafe, swimming pool and function suite. You can even choose your own plot and specify the style of home that best suits your needs. Don't miss this opportunity to join our thriving community and enjoy the best of both worlds, the convenience of modern living with the charm and serenity of rural life. Contact us today to learn more and schedule a tour. Three Rivers, the perfect home is waiting for you.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Meant to break your heart. So sorry, I'm never meant to.
Welcome back to the Food and Drink Show, and time for those takeaway hacks. Now, I have to apologise, Morgs. When you walked in, you said, "Oh my goodness, what have you done to this kitchen?"
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. There's a bit of mess. It was just a little bit of mess, but it was nothing you couldn't sort.
It was like
down to you to sort.
It was like like an experimental kitchen, wasn't it?
It looked more like something from Breaking Bad.
However, you tasted, you looked at, you decided whether they were wins or losses, didn't you?
I did.
Right.
I did, yeah.
So, the first tip I was given. Was given by a genuine Indian restaurant takeaway. And he gave me this little tip, told me where to get it, and I've been to get it, and you can get it locally. And it was about chicken tikka. Now, when we get chicken tikka, and I'm sure Phil will know this as well, when we get it, it has that lovely pinky red colour.
Yes.
In the past, we've bought the chicken tikka marinade, a marinated chicken in it for like 2 days, and when it comes out, it's still not that colour.
No, it's more of a brown colour, isn't it?
How does visually what something looks like affect the taste?
Massively. They say that you eat with your eyes before you eat with your mouth, don't they? So
the tip I was given, there is a slightly flavoured food colouring, which is red. And my pal said to me, he said, "Lee, almost all the Indian restaurants use this." And I trust Raj, because honestly, he's been making it, he's been in town for 30-odd years. So I went to the Cash and Carry, the big one at Blackburn, and there it is on the shelf, this little red tub. And so once the chicken had been marinated in the tikka marinade, I then added literally half a teaspoon of this food colouring.
Is that all it was?
Half a teaspoon.
Wow.
And there were four chicken breasts in there all cut up.
That's quite a bit.
Because you do like thirds.
Yeah.
Fourths. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Anyway, mixed it all in, and then all you do then is just leave it for an hour. Now, once you then start to cook the chicken, I don't know what happens, but it's almost like, it's like something out of Lord of the Rings. You get that noise.
Da, 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 da. From Zelda.
And the colour just renders itself incredible. Absolutely just like a regular chicken tikka. And, well, it's your call, Morgs.
I think it was a win. It added a slight fragrance to it.
Yeah.
Which I think was really nice, but just give it a bit more, I want to say authenticity, but more.
No, but you're right. Because of the colour.
To what we get from the takeaways and from the Indian restaurants.
Yeah.
Whether it's authentic to proper Indian dishes, it may be slightly different. But to what you're used to getting from the takeaways that we're used to, it was as close to that as I've ever had it outside of one of those establishments.
So are we classing that as a shitting?
Yes, that is
a shitting. Or are we classing it as a
just the leaves?
Which one?
Just the leaves. Where does that become relevant? No, it was a win. It was a win.
That was a tiger film. Right, we'll be back shortly after this.
Now this is how it started. My dreams all broken hearted. And I want you, baby. We'll never be the same. Cause you play those silly games. And yet I want you, boy. They said we were an item. My thoughts I try to hide them. Yet I need you.
Mm.
That was a bit special, wasn't it? That was Pete Tong and the Jules Buckley, the orchestra thing. We've been to that twice, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
Ibiza Classics with Pete Tong.
Yeah, yeah. It all went Pete Tong.
Did you not see that meme last week? It said, will people stop blaming me for everything going wrong?
Fair enough, fair enough.
Right, let's find out where Big Phil is. Phil, come in. Roger, are you there?
He's such a fool.
Oh, dear me. Roger, Roger, come in. Receiving.
Have we got clearance,
breaker,
Clarence?
Breaker 1-9.
Have we got clearance, Clarence?
Push your vector, Victor.
Right, where are you, pal?
I'm currently in our little unit in Burnley Markets.
Right.
So I've hidden away again.
Yeah.
But it's busy.
There is something special in Burnley Market Hall.
There's a lot special currently in Burnley Markets. So Burnley Markets had a little bit of a transformation.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm looking for. Over the last few years. Massive food hall now.
And it's very much like what I saw all those years ago in Australia, where you've got a central area with just free-for-all seating, and then round the outside you've got all your different vendors, haven't you?
100%. That is exactly what it is. And there's so many food vendors. I've got a little list.
Yes.
Mr. Burger. Ooh. Mr. Falafel. Pasta Blends. K-Up Bap Sushi and Korean Food. Granada Cafe. Chukken. Sal's Dessert. Sian Thai. Rupert's Kitchen. Walk This Way. There's so many places
like
to eat.
Walk This Way.
Walk This Way.
Tell me to walk this way.
Now, will you be staying there for lunch? That's the big question, because we have a favourite there, don't we? And he's called Han, isn't he, at the noodle place. Korean, isn't it, I think, than anything else.
His is the K-Up Bap Sushi and Korean food.
Yeah, really, really good.
Brilliant.
There. So good.
Today I'm going to try something else.
Oh, go on.
Because I've just seen the salt and pepper chicken that they serve at What This Way.
Which, I can't believe that. That's coincidence. That's coincidence.
It's almost like we'd scripted it.
The thing is that people will think we might have scripted this.
But we haven't.
I promise you. To do that.
Right. Have you ever tried to replicate salt and pepper dishes at home?
No, he hasn't.
Correct.
How did you know that, Mark?
Well, because he hasn't.
Well done, Morgan.
He's only just started cooking his own pasta.
Right. Most of the methods include whether it's going to be beef or chicken or whatever, includes spring onions, chili flakes, fresh chilies. What's the other one?
Ginger garlic.
And then the classic Chinese five spice.
Mm.
And that's what most of the recipes are online. Wrong.
It is very wrong.
Very wrong. However, there is one ingredient that completely transforms it and makes it just like you get the takeaway. I've got to take my hat off. It was Morgs that found it. It was about, 6 months ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably about that. Maybe a bit longer.
But you found that one ingredient and you need such a tiny, tiny little bit,
yeah, don't you? You don't need much at all.
First time you used it, it was like, oh my, I thought my eyelids were going to peel back. It was just far too much.
It is quite a strong
flavour. If you say that two chicken breasts diced up with all those previous ingredients,
I wouldn't be able to tell you how much to use for that, because I took an old seasoning pot that I think used to be like cayenne pepper or something like that. It was empty. So I just filled up half of it with a very small amount, and I've still got some left. It's lasted me 6 months.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is when I made it last, that salt and pepper chicken, I know how much I put in for two chicken breasts, okay?
Mm.
And you said it was bang on.
Yeah.
All right? So to two chicken breasts, it was literally quarter of a teaspoon. That's all. Quarter of a teaspoon. So little, because the flavours are so strong.
Is that quarter of a teaspoon of the mixed seasoning?
Not of that particular ingredient that we're going to tell people, that hack.
Ah, right, okay.
What's the name of it, Morgs?
It's Sichuan peppercorns.
Now, not Szechuan.
No, not Szechuan.
Sichuan. Can you spell it?
Oh, it's just not got a complete translation, but it's like one of them is S-I-C-H-U-A-N.
Yeah.
Or there's like S-Z-A or R. It can be spelled differently.
Right, okay. But the one that we got is the Sichuan.
Yes.
And we've got it as a ground pepper.
Yep, you can get it on, like, Amazon and things like that, to be fair.
That's where I got this one
I
from.
I got the peppercorns and toasted them and then ground them up in a mortar and pestle.
And that is how you make salt and pepper chicken at home. Yes. That's just like you get from the takeaway. Right. Phil?
Yeah, why don't you go and try it?
No, he's eating. I can tell.
He's already eating.
He's been far too quiet. We'll come back to Phil and find out what he's had at the noodle bar in a sec.
Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Ever feel like creating a website is like trying to juggle while riding a unicycle? Well, juggle no more. Introducing 50-to-1 Media. We make the designing of your website as easy as pie. We offer complete web development and implementation. And we'll make sure Google loves your website as much as you do. From domain purchasing to hosting, turning your site into a Ribble Valley rock star, we've got you covered. So why not drop in for a brew and let's chat about how 50-to-1 Media can turn your web woes into web wows. Visit 50to1media.co.uk because who needs a unicycle when you have us? That's 50, the number 2 and the number 1.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin. We're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Dark, especially when I'm in a park and there's no one else around. Ooh, I get the shivers. I don't wanna see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. Watch the evening news. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. Girl, I'm the worst in the world. Never walk under ladders. I keep a rabbit's tail. I'll take you up on a dare. Anytime, anywhere. Name the place, I'll be there. Bungee jumping, I don't care. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life. The only one. Life indeed can be fun if you really want to. Sometimes living out your dreams ain't as easy as it seems. You wanna fly around the world in a beautiful balloon. Life, oh life, oh life, oh life.
Desiree and live here on Ribble FM 106.7 is the frequency, but also you can get us on the app and streaming from our website. Right, let's, shall we go find out? I'm thinking while we were off air, he's just mullered that full bowl.
Probably.
Phil, still over in Burnley at the food court in Burnley Market Hall. Tell us, Powell, how was it?
Well, I'm still a bit halfway through it, really.
Yeah.
I've gone for the salt and pepper chicken and chips.
Ooh, nice.
When you say salt and pepper chicken and chips, do you mean salt and pepper chips as well, or are they just regular chips?
Well, everything's dumped on the top of the chips, Morg, so everything becomes salt and pepper.
Fair enough.
And on my walk back to our little unit in the market,
yes,
I took a little trip past the artisan market, the artisan baker's.
Oh, you didn't. Oh, listen,
I certainly did.
No. Listen, if you've got one of them strawberry tarts, I'll be really upset.
How much can you eat?
And again, purely because you know that I want to offend you and upset you, that's exactly what I've gone for.
One of the strawberry tarts. Oh, Morgs. Honestly, the artisan bakers in Burnley Market, right, they do this strawberry tart that is
You got
just,
me one.
Oh, I did, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, I've had them. Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely stunning. So, salt and pepper then, fairly good. Crunchy.
Very good.
Crispy.
Very good.
Did it have
very crunchy,
did it,
very crispy.
Did it have
a little spicy.
Sichuan pepper in it.
Yeah, what were you trying to spell earlier? What was that about? Morgs can't spell his name, never mind something as complex as Sichuan.
Well, the problem is, it sounds really close to Szechuan, and it's not Szechuan. It's Sichuan, which it's just this peppercorn that just gives salt and pepper that absolute flavour.
It's very, very fragrant.
I tell you what I'd rather have, though, mate, right now, than a strawberry tart.
Go on.
Producer Matthew, DJ Matt, knocked at the door and shoved a packet through the letterbox on Monday. Right? Never had one before. Oh, my goodness. In fact...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. Nailed it. The white chocolate lion bar.
Ooh.
No, not. I didn't even know it existed. But, Morgs, what's the flavour? It doesn't taste like a lion bar inside, does it?
No, it's almost like a strawberry or something, or...
I just don't know.
I don't know, I only had one out of the four.
So, if you're looking for a little bit of a sweet treat...
Yeah, you better laugh.
Go. Three. But they're only small. They're only small chocolate bars.
They're a regular chocolate bar. Though, mate.
Come on, boys. Back off a little bit. Give the guy room to expand, will he?
I shouldn't come over. At least that's what I told you. But I'm very sober. And I want you closer. I want your body on mine. Toxic but beautiful lies. Oh, oh. Remind me tomorrow when I'm feeling hollow. That when I get lonely, I shouldn't call you. I want your body on mine. I don't know, I know. And it's been driving me insane, cause I'm running circles in my head now, baby. Yeah, I think about you all the time. Do I love you? Do I hate you? I think I'm borderline. You see something cute and, well, then I just lose it. We go right back to that coquella high, typical habit of mine, oh.
current single from Louise Redknapp, or is it just Louise now? I think she's gone back to using a full name. That's called Borderline. Morgan, you had a sharp knife session
yes.
at the weekend.
Yes.
Go for it.
Right. Put me on edge now. I've got to be speedy. We haven't got much time.
On edge.
Left. Yes. Hey, nice. Yes, this weekend I made sushi for the first time. So that involves making some rice, mixing it with the right seasonings, like your rice wine vinegar and a bit of sugar, a bit of salt. Getting one of those little bamboo mats out, ready to roll it up.
Oh, that they roll it
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah,
yes, yeah.
And,
yeah.
and your sushi nori, which is the seaweed sheets. So you place it on, you place your sheet on the bamboo thing. You put your rice out and like flatten it out so it's nice and even. Then you put your ingredients on the top. So we did like cucumber, avocado, tofu, caramelized red pepper, all that sort of stuff. Rolled it all up into these nice
and
little
that
rolls.
Puts it into the middle.
Into
then,
the middle,
it?
Yeah. yeah, yeah. You roll it up, and the sushi nori, the seaweed, sticks to itself. Kind of, if you put a little bit of water on there, and then it holds its shape, and you've got one nice one long roll, and you just slice it up, and you're done. You just dip it in soy sauce and enjoy.
Mm.
It was a lot of faff and making, getting everything ready before you roll it up, but once you've got everything ready, it's all good to go. It was quite fun.
Yeah, a bit labour intensive.
Like I say, only chopping all your ingredients up into small bits to fit in there, but then once you've got that, it's easy enough.
But worth it.
Worth it 100%.
Worth it.
Stargate. Fresh new.
Yeah, yeah. She calls out to the man on the street. Sir, can you help me?
Well, that's about it from us on the Food and Drink Show for today. I just want to cross over to Phil really quickly over in Burnley.
Live from Burnley.
Phil, overview. Where would you go for lunch, given all the little shops and given all the places that you visited today? Which one would you do?
I'd come back to the markets, I think. It's just that being able to have a bit of choice and still sit with everybody. Mm. No one's tied down to a certain menu. I think that makes it more appealing. Yeah. Why have you not got one in Clitheroe?
Listen, honestly, don't give the game away, but that would be my ambition, to open a food court.
We need one, don't we?
In Clitheroe. It would be incredible.
100%, it's the way forward.
It is. It is absolutely the way forward. That is it from us three today on the Food and Drink Show. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then. Phil, thanks ever so much.
Ta-da.
Bye-bye.